Okay, so a little meditation first, a little inward focus. The creation of a place to receive. And come back to that nice, soft, heart-centered breathing. That's the perfect place to receive the love from that comes. Moving your awareness into that part of your body where that friend, your heart, lives. And feeling the gratitude, the appreciation that you have come to this weekend and received for your own self, and that you bring this out into the world. You bring a different you. Continue to deepen that feeling of receiving, because it's the light and the love that comes from the other side of the veil, where a part of us stays to remind us of who we are and why we're here. And it allows us to have that channel to the other side, to be the vessel that receives the love. An open vessel to fill up with appreciation, with gratitude, with connection, with the honoring of all the entourage that prepares the space for us, that becomes the mirror for our brightest light and the love that we are.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The room is indeed filled with a coherence, harmony, understanding, love, compassion. All of these words don't really describe it. Coherence is when a soul touches another soul in a certain way that only souls can do. It's a system that is not explainable to any linearity. It means it's a tough thing to describe this to a human being who lives and breathes and exists in a linear world. These are the things, dear ones, to begin to change. I want to call this channel Designed Synchronicity. Those two words together perhaps don't make sense, because synchronicity, by definition, is something that happens randomly but seems connected. So you can't have a random event necessarily designed, not in your thinking. And that's what we wish to speak of. We want to talk about a system that is so beautiful and affects you all. How can I tell you this easily? For 29 years, I have had something I always say, and it's, you're not alone. You're not alone. We've invited you to go into your closet, shut the door, turn off the light, and pretend you're alone. And you're not. And the very reason you're not is also the explanation of designed synchronicity. Something we're going to share with you. I'll call it soul coherence. Let's start at the beginning. How many of you who sit in front of me and listen are aware of something that is higher than you, part of you, that has been labeled over time by humans the higher self? Some have said, well, this is that part of the human that is the soul. We have also told you that the soul is not completely within the human body. It can't be. If it were, you'd burn up too much energy from the other side of the veil. So part of your soul is in your body, and the other part is on the other side of that mysterious thing you call the veil. Above all of those things, the Creator is. Interesting, then, no matter how many billion human beings you have on the planet, all of those souls are also partly on the other side, still with the creative source, God, Spirit, if you wish. This is the connection you have to God. Turn the page. For now we describe this. The whole purpose of this shift on this planet is for you to start evolving spiritually. As you evolve spiritually, the physical part of your body starts to ally with the esoteric part, the Akashic record, the innate. These parts which have remained separate from you are now starting to combine. The lesson today by my partner was all about that combining. What evolution might look like when human beings start to have something in common that you didn't expect, which I'll call soul coherence. You start being aware of the compassionate self, of the reasoning behind kindness, the system that hides from you that I speak of now. Synchronicity is so strange to so many human beings because it's out of place for any logical thinker. When things start happening to you that you can't explain but that align, almost everybody around you says, wow, are you lucky? And then it happens again, and then it happens again, and then it happens again. So you then become to others a very lucky person. And all the while you smile and say, what they don't know is I'm using the system. You see, I'm designing my own synchronicity. Is this practical? More than practical, it's becoming your survival. Imagine. What if I told you had the ability to synchronize the things in your life that you need the most, from the very mundane to the highest of high? Finding things when you need them in this life. And that involves individuals, compassion, love, relationships, finding the synchronicity, meeting the right people at the right time, who know the right things to help you to the next step. What would it be like for a human being to say, I'm going to a meeting today, And someone would say, and what's going to happen there? And you'll say, I'm going to meet somebody that has the answer to my problem. And the other human would say, that's terrific. What's their name? And you would say, I have no idea. And they say, well, do you know them? No, I don't. Have you seen them? No, I haven't. How do you know they'll be there? Because I know how to work this puzzle. My expectation, my intuition is connected to theirs. My soul is connected to their soul. They know it. I know it. But we don't know one another yet, and they will be there. The human walks away from you and says, you must be one of those esoteric people. And you are. And when you go to the meeting, there it is, the answer. And it may come in a package you didn't expect. Someone or something, a gender you didn't expect, an age you didn't expect. But it's there, exactly what you needed. That's synchronicity. All of you have had the experience of finding parking places. It's very human in your culture. For whatever reason, you need to find a place to park in a parking lot that is full. And you see others winding through the spaces looking for their slot to park their car. And some of you know the system works well. You might put your hand on your heart or raise it and say, I need assistance finding this spot. Give it to me. And you'll have a strange intuition. Turn right. Go down this lane, turn left, and then left again, and then right. And without knowing anything about anything except what the voice is telling you that is in your head, you follow the instructions. You're smiling to yourself. There's a car in front of you and in back of you doing the same thing. But you're following a pattern of instructions. You turn right, and right in front of you, someone is pulling out. Right place at the right time, boy, are you lucky. And then it happens again and again. How is this possible? I'm going to give you the answer and tell you that this is available for everyone. But the ones who use it now and are learning it now the best are old souls on this planet, the ones who listen to this message, the ones in the room, because it's an elevated concept. You have to get you out of the way. You have to get the linear out of the way. For what I'm going to tell you next is so far above linearity, it won't work if you engage your mind to this. Instead, you must engage your heart to this. A knowing that's beyond logic. When I started this, I told you, part of your soul is here, and the other part is on the other side of the veil. I want you to draw a line in your own mind, a picture of you on this planet, others on this planet. Now start drawing the lines straight up. And the line ends up on the other side of the veil, to the other part of your soul. Oh, but what do you know about the other side of the veil? There is no linearity. It's a oneness you cannot even imagine here on this planet. All souls are connected. So now draw that line through all of the souls. Think of this as a schematic drawing, a loop. you and everyone else is connected to all the souls in coherence on the other side of the veil. There's your connection. It's not lucky at all. Here's what happens, dear ones. When you need to find things that are outside of the purview, the way things work in linearity, and others think you're lucky, and instead you say, here is what is going to be my gift today. I need this. My partner has said he uses it in his travel. He needs things in order to be synchronized in a way that he will always get to where he goes. There has to be another system. And there is. As you think above the reasons why things don't work, when your brain is yelling at you and saying, that is not logical, it is not linear, you have to then dismiss it completely. Smile, put your hand on your heart and say, yes, but I'm creating it. This evolution of your consciousness goes right to your higher self. You are now connected to the source. And in that connection with all of the other souls, the answer is there. And you will then be directed. And the timing will be obvious to you. It'll say, it's coming, but not now. You'll have patience. Or it's tomorrow. Better make arrangements. And you'll know. There won't be this mystery of where, when, how. Instead, there's a trust in things unseen, but that you know are working because you're connected to a non-linear source, and the answer is already there. I speak to those in this room. Now you know why this works. It is beautiful. Crying, why doesn't it work sometimes and why it works other times? And I say, this is like the child learning to walk. A few steps, they work. And then perhaps they fall. They get up, try it again, then they fall. Until they know what it feels like to stand upright, in balance, with one foot in front of the other, trusting that they will walk. And they eventually do, dear ones, and so will you. This is, again, an advanced consciousness that realizes that the problems on the planet are not isolated and unknown, especially with soul coherence. Imagine having groups coherent with other groups. Imagine countries coherent with other countries that don't even know one another or speak the same language, or do they? Soul coherence is a language of the future. You will feel it and you will know it, and it is the beginning of peace on earth. Meanwhile, one step at a time, creating coherence, design synchronicity to get to one place to another, to find the right people, the right jobs, the right answers, without even knowing how it's being done, but seeing the results every single time. Learning to walk with spirit holding your hand. It's a profound message, isn't it? Of how things work on this planet. That's what I wanted to give you at the end of this day, where you've studied the things that make your body come together with the esoteric knowledge. There is a shift happening on the planet with you. It's a profound shift. You're going to see it in so many places. there's going to be a lot of synchronicity, things that are being seen by the public, by groups that have been hidden before. Transparency will start to begin where there can be no secrets, no hiding dark things. Things will start to be revealed in so many areas. And you will look around and go, wow, look at the synchronicity here. What is going on that so many things are being revealed? Things we never thought possible. Things we suspected about our own governments, about our own situations. Perhaps the relationship from government to government. Things being revealed that have always been secrets. We've told you there is something coming, a major revelation will make it very difficult for big pharmaceutical companies to continue the way they have done for half a century. That will then change everything. Things come out into the open. Even the old souls will stand back and go, what is happening? This is so synchronistic. It's almost like there is a message that's come down from above that clears the board, so to speak. And what has happened is that humans have made a choice to start an evolution of consciousness, a very change in the core human nature. Human nature will cease to be what you think it always has been and will start being far different. It will have to rewrite the books of psychology. A good thing. Psychologists have been waiting for this. New tools, new ways, compassion, kindness, and love starting to make major differences in individual lives, corporations, families, governments. It's coming. Meanwhile, the task at hand for you, oh dear one, is to hang on. It may go too slow for you, but it is going. Free choice is the key on how fast it will move. The darkness of this planet is starting to recede. Those invested in the old ways are starting to fear. Perhaps they're losing their grip on the darkness that they've always had. They haven't just lost their grip, they're losing it all. Light is starting to show, very slowly, and that's you. Be the light of this world, the lighthouse that stands and tells the other ships where the rocks are. This is the metaphor, and always has been, the light worker, the old soul, who is evolving to a place he never expected you would go. Be part of it, see it, feel it, for it is real. And so it is.